Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another week and another episode on the Health Wealth Podcast. Got a very exciting episode for you today. I am joined by Greg, the Hydrogen Man. We're going to be talking about all things hydrogen and getting into some details of that, which I'm really looking forward to. So first off, Greg, how are you today?
Oh, fantastic. I was just going to tell you, I love the name of the channel, Health Wealth. Like, health is the greatest wealth. And I totally believe that. And I definitely live by it.
Awesome. Yeah, that's what we're going for. You know, health is wealth, and you don't have much without your health, which I think is completely true. So I think probably best that we start at the beginning with you. I know you have a personal health story of how you got into the hydrogen in the first place. So do you want to just take us through that, through your background?
Well, you know, it's a sad story, but of course there's a happy ending, luckily, on the other side. And basically it started all with me having, you know, medical issues. And I started having medical issues a long time ago. They started when I was young. And, you know, as a guy who, dare I say, was a little stubborn, I'm like, I'll be fine, you know. So I kind of kicked the can down the road, as they say. And that was clearly a bad idea. And things just went from bad to worse. And then things got so bad to the point where I couldn't walk. I was in such excruciating pain, like everywhere, even my joints. I couldn't, this is how terrible it was. I felt pathetic, is that I couldn't even lift up a remote control and change the channels on a television because my wrists and my joints hurt that bad. And it was a very low time in my life. You know, I had like autoimmune issues, which were causing, I had gut issues, inflammation all over my body. I even had these weird kind of tumors and growths on my body. And my liver and my kidneys weren't, you know, quote unquote, at their best. And that was kind of a lot of the main issues. I was having a lot of weird stuff. Like I was having some bone loss. Just a lot. I mean, I was an absolute wreck. Let's just put it that way. And I quickly realized that I couldn't live a life when I was that ill. I couldn't work. Of course, I lost my home, and I lost a lot of things when I couldn't work and when I couldn't even stand to, you know, I couldn't even stand up and walk. And so honestly, it ruined my life, and I had to do something. A lot of people don't know. It's ironic that I specialized in the medical field. I worked in the medical field for like 2 decades, and I knew, and you know, in some ways it was a blessing because I got to see what happens behind the scenes. I worked with numerous specialists and different types of doctors, physicians, whatever technology they had available to them. And I worked with physicians, yes, all around the world, but mostly throughout the United States. And so I really got a good glimpse into it. And what I really realized was, I saw their limitations of what they could and couldn't do. And I always remember thinking to myself, I'm glad I'm not sick and have to go through this. And then boom, I get sick. Now I got to go through it. And I was like thinking, oh no. And I did try to go conventional route. And they weren't very helpful. And so I knew I had to find something on my own because that was my only option. It was either that or literally death. I was really bad. I even had a heart condition, which I wasn't even thinking about trying to fix. I just wanted to be able to walk again. But my heart condition, going to the doctors, they were like, well, might as well check that out because they noticed that. And then they told me that, you know, I'd probably be lucky to make it another 10 years just due to my heart condition. Let alone all the other issues, which looked like they were maybe going to end my life prematurely, unfortunately. So that was kind of the background and gist of what I was going through.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot. That really is a lot. Were you diagnosed with what all these conditions were, or any ideas where they came from? Or was it just something that was never really pinpointed?
Well, like a lot of doctors, they never really know where this stuff comes from. You know, I mean, once in a while they'll, you know, I mean, if you get food poisoning and they can figure out what you ate, okay, they'll know what it came from. But when you have this level of issues, no, they didn't know. They didn't know why I had a heart condition. I mean, I have my suspicions. It's another sad story, which I'm usually a very private person, but I understand how important it is to share this information with people. So, you know, excuse me if I get either emotional or anything. But what I can tell you is that when I was young, I went through a lot of emotional trauma too. So I went through the emotional trauma in my younger years, and then it shifted into physical trauma into my older years. So I got just a really bad taste of both of them throughout my life. And so I tried to take my life in my life multiple times. And the last time I did it, I think it's what damaged my heart, because I took almost 1,000 pills in one sitting. And the doctor later on told me, because I took them around like midnight, and I was found around six in the morning or so. And then somehow I was supposedly still alive. I mean, it's a possibility that maybe something happened to my heart throughout the night, maybe even stopping. I don't remember, because I was out, I was completely out. And when I went to the emergency room, when I was taken there, that's when the doctor told me, he's like, it's impossible. Nobody can take that many pills and survive it. And I was curious, of course. I'm a very curious person. And I asked him, I'm like, well, what exactly should have happened? Because I'm still here and I wish that I wasn't. And then he said, your heart would have exploded. He goes, this would have just ruined your heart. And it was probably less than a month later, after I got out of the ER. It was, I think, 2 to 3 weeks later, I had a checkup, and they realized that my heart was now not beating properly. And at that moment, I remember thinking to myself, well, this is going to end me, and I'm okay with that. Which was a terrible, I mean, this is terrible, by the way, right? I think it's terrible to want to end your life or to feel that way, but that's just the truth. This is what happened to me. And so I think that's part of what caused the heart issue. And who knows, maybe it caused other issues on top of it. Because before that, I was in absolute excellent health. I was quite athletic. And so I think that might have been part of it, if you're asking maybe potentially the cause. But I abused my body a great deal. I didn't realize the wealth that good health is. I did not realize that. And now I do. And I've certainly changed my ways. And hopefully, the important part is that hopefully this will help other people who are suffering. So that's the only good thing that I hope can really truly come out of all this. Hence the reason I'm actually here talking to you to share all this.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, great that you did survive it, you made it through, and that you changed how you were looking at things, and that you also have managed to obviously improve the health issues that you had. And I think it's so powerful to share those things, because you've actually been there in situations that other people might be in, and you've come out. And so obviously at some point you switched from, obviously you said you were happy for your life to end, and then you've switched to, actually you decided you need to do everything you can to find out how to preserve your life. And what was it that brought hydrogen to your attention? At what point did you come across that in your research?
So I was really trying to figure out how to repair this body in some way. And it even got a little darn right spiritual. When I was trying to change that remote control, I couldn't. I broke down. And I prayed, as we do in our low points. I made a prayer, and I was like, God, guide me, help me figure out this issue, because I wasn't interested in reading medical literature. I mean, it's so boring. I really didn't want to do it. And when you try to get into good health, and this is not to knock on podcasts, but I was watching podcasts trying to figure out good health, but everybody disagrees with each other. You'll see one podcast saying this water is better. No, this water is better. No, this diet's better. No, that diet's better. And it was so frustrating that, and if you were to follow a certain direction, a lot of times you'd end up with a cupboard full of supplements, full of stuff, so many machines, all these things that I went through that. And then I remember making that prayer. It's like, please guide me, help me. And actually, that's when I found some of the first literature on hydrogen. And I wasn't really interested in reading it, but I became more and more interested, not just because of how important it was to me, but I knew that it had to be important in my heart if I was going to find the answers. And it originally really wasn't. I didn't really care about health. If anything, it was the opposite. I kept trying to figure out how to end myself. And yes, that was stupid. It was foolish. And so, yeah, I started reading the literature. I actually thought it sounded way too good to be true. I didn't understand hydrogen. Let's just simplify for people. We're talking about molecular hydrogen, just so people don't get confused, because people get confused with things like Brown's gas. People get confused with deuterium. Some people even get confused with oxygen. This is molecular hydrogen, which is a gas. It's a specific gas. And why do we choose molecular hydrogen? It's because of the research. There's so much scientific evidence, so much data, and it is medically approved in Japan. So this is something that's the real deal, and you don't want to try to substitute things. And we'll get into that in a second. So everything that I tried to do, I took a different approach. I didn't want to just listen to people and different podcasts and people's opinions. I wanted some scientific evidence and things that really made sense to me. And so I was reading more of the scientific literature. And when I read the scientific literature on molecular hydrogen, I actually thought it was a scam at first. I thought this can't be real. This is too unbelievable, too good to be true. And then where do we get hydrogen? I really didn't understand the whole process. So it took a lot of reading. And so I thought it was a scam. I read the literature for probably almost 4 years. I think it was 3.5 or something. And it wasn't until like I just got so desperate. I was so desperate and my health was just in terrible in shambles. So I was like, you know what? I got to try this stuff. This really seems legitimate. I started seeing where the research was coming from. I saw that the Japanese were doing a lot of amazing things in regards to this. And then, of course, I realized that they eventually medically approved it. I said, there must be something to this. And then that's when I actually got into the more difficult aspect. Because you think it's difficult reading all the literature? Oh, no. It gets difficult when you figure out how much am I supposed to take? How am I supposed to take it? How is it supposed to be made? Now, at first, I just thought you could make it every which way. In fact, I found, I'll give you an example. Like, I found these little bottles, these little hydrogen bottles. This is not how you make medical grade best hydrogen if you really want some serious results. I mean, in my opinion, I always say, look, I'm not giving any medical advice. I'm not making any medical claims. But based on what I've learned, in my opinion, these things could actually be doing more harm than good. And you're thinking, what? Why is that? So it all these things became very important. And if anything, I feel like I became more of an expert in how to make it properly and what it takes to make molecular hydrogen properly. And then, of course, I learned a lot about water because water is serving as a carrier for the hydrogen. A lot of people don't know. I observe nature a lot throughout this process. I believe in the power of nature and the creation of nature. And it's so amazing. And we don't know everything yet, not even close. And so nature was a guide for me. Have you ever heard of a place called Lourdes, France, or what they call Lourdes, France? So nature actually has these healing waters in Lourdes where people fly around everywhere to go there and drink this quote unquote holy water that to heal. People are looking for healing. And this is water that's coming from nature. We didn't create this. And at first, everybody thought it was a scam too. And they even sent scientists to study the water. Of course, the Japanese discovered that the water was rich in molecular hydrogen. Hence, they started doing studies on animals, and the results were amazing. And that's kind of how the ball got rolling. And so nature was doing this. And so that's another reason that I was like, okay, if nature's doing this, you know, I got to look into it too. And that's how I discovered. And so water is a carrier, even at Lourdes, France, it's carrying this molecular hydrogen gas. And then that's also how I figured out how to clean water. I observed how nature cleans water. And so I put all these pieces together and I created my own protocol. And I found it to be simpler than everybody's protocol, a lot more affordable than everybody else's protocol. And I ended up going down my own path. And it ended up being not only amazing for me, but I've seen it make crazy life changes and even people that I love, you know, whether it's been my father, my mother, you know, different friends and family, and now a lot of people online because people check out my YouTube channel and I, you know, I feel a lot of joy when we're able to help others. I believe in as they say, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. And I just feel like it's something that's priceless. You can't really put a price on that. And my channel's free, you know, I never charge for access or any of this stuff. Everything's free. You know, I just let everybody watch it and I give a lot of information. And so I don't know if that answers your question, but
No, it does. That's brilliant, and it's really interesting. I've only recently begun to look into some of this kind of thing, and I think it's interesting and amazing. And I'd love to get into a bit of, you know, the different ways to make it and things like that. But first of all, could you just give us a little rundown of the differences you saw in your health, like how and how quickly it began to make changes for you?
So it really depends on the person because for me, I can tell you about me, but on average, I see people get pretty amazing results within 6 to 8 months. But a lot of it depends to what level you want to go. Because some people might just want to drink a glass of hydrogen water in a day and expect to, you know, get some miracles. Personally, I like to combine again clean water. Because if you had any idea what's in our water, I literally have a lab report here. If you saw what was in our water, you'd be surprised that you could even drink it and survive. I mean, it's unbelievable what's in our water, truly unbelievable. So, you know, there was a woman, this is an example. It's one of my favorite stories because very few people do my whole protocol. This woman went all out. She made the cleanest water. She used the best hydrogen with the proper hydrogen protocol. And she did very little supplementation. I'm not big on supplements. I'm all about nutrients. And so she did my protocol and she said it like changed her life. And 6 to 8 months is a really nice window, but the longest I've ever seen was actually one of the things that my father was dealing with. So, I mean, he had things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, glaucoma, and arthritis. These are some of the stuff that, and all that was gone within 6 to 8 months, except for his glaucoma. And the glaucoma was the one that took him 3 years. So we actually thought that it wouldn't work because he gets his eyes tested every year. And things like macular degeneration too has been amazing, but which these things are supposed to be, I'm not saying they're supposed to be incurable, let's just put it that way. So the fact that I've seen things that I've seen is, it's exciting, you know, it's exciting. Like, oh my gosh, something that actually works. Where a lot of stuff out there's just so many shenanigans out there, especially in the world of alternative health. Well, all of it, alternative health and the medical industry, they got us by both sides these days. But if you look enough, there are things out there that are the real deal, the things that really do work. You just have to, you know, figure them out. And so, yeah, again, I'm not sure if that answers your question, but
No, it does. And I love about, you saying about nature. That's the same approach I have, that the majority of things we need for good health are in nature. And if we, eat in the way nature intended, we live in the way nature intended, then we'll be pretty healthy. So the fact that you've looked to nature for that is brilliant. I think that completely lines up with our views on it. So tell us a little bit about how you get the hydrogen. Obviously, it's in water, but how do you extract it? And obviously, you said about there's different ways, are there some wrong ways to extract it?
in my opinion, absolutely. So the thing about hydrogen is you want it to be extremely pure. Remember, it's a gas. And what people don't understand, nobody's asking this, and all these companies out there who are selling products, I'm not going to name any companies because, yeah, I'm not going to go down that road. Been down that road, not doing that again. But basically, what I can tell you is they never want to talk about, you know, is a medical grade oxygen or hydrogen or whatever gas that you're messing with, ozone, whatever. And the reason is what really distinguishes something from being medical grade and not medical grade. And this is important to understand. And I'll give you a perfect example. You go to a hospital, they have oxygen tanks. And if you need oxygen, they're going to put you on oxygen. What's oxygen? It's a gas. It's a type of gas. Oxygen, medical grade oxygen, is of extremely high purity. Now you go to some welding shop and they got oxygen tanks in welding shops. Do you really want to be inhaling that oxygen? No. What's the difference between those oxygens? It's literally just comes down to the purity. It's like having a vegetable that's sprayed full of chemicals or it's GMO'd or whatever, compared to a vegetable that was grown naturally, organically, rich soil, rich nutrients, you know, the way that nature intended it, in my opinion, at least. And so there's a difference. And so the gas is like, again, you know, talking about maybe one of these bottles or like the hydrogen pills that are out there. I don't use any of that stuff. I've learned the hard way. I've also seen lab reports. So I've seen lab reports about what's in the pills, what's in, for example, the problem with these guys is like the metals. They plate metals with platinum. So it's plated metal. I don't like plated metal because, in my opinion, as you electrolyze it and send electricity, it'll probably flake off. And now you're getting metals in your body potentially. It's one of the big problems. And all these are basically coming from China, by the way. I know people try to lie about it. I learned through deep research that if you can order all the parts for these and put them together in America, you can legally say made in America. And you're really just putting together Chinese parts, you know. So I'm not a fan of these. And if you want true results, if you just want to play around with hydrogen and you don't really care about your health, hey, you could probably play around with some stuff. But me, this was serious and I needed medical grade hydrogen. And like I said, there are multiple ways to make it. But again, I can give you some other examples. Hydrogen is pH neutral. It's odorless, tasteless, and colorless. Okay. When you drop a hydrogen pill in water, the water turns gray. So that's not colorless. Now all of a sudden it turns gray, like a metal, by the way. It's not tasteless because when you drink that water, it tastes like crap, and a lot of it tastes like metal. It literally tastes like metal. And it's like, why am I doing this to myself? It's not odorless because if you sniff the water after you drop those pills in it, they smell like crap. And then the last one is it's supposed to be pH neutral and the water turns acidic when you drop these pills. So it does nothing of what a medical professional, and when I say medical professional, I'm not talking about anybody in America. There is nobody in America. I know there's people who claim to be medical professionals when it comes to hydrogen. Just because you're a doctor, remember this, just because you're a doctor doesn't mean that you're quote unquote a true medical professional. You know, you could be a doctor in numerous different fields, but an actual practicing physician. So I've looked, and the ones that I find are obviously in Japan because that's where it's medically approved. They would never recommend the pills. And actually, because I did find a physician over there, and it turns out that one of the top physicians I found who is truly a hydrogen specialist, he actually is using the same equipment I am using. So it turns out that him and I ended up in the same, you know, the same path doing our research. And he uses exact same equipment I use. And he said it's the only one that he recommends to his patients. And that's it's called the Holy Hydrogen machine. I guess that's the name of the website, Holy Hydrogen. And it is a Japanese machine. It is not Chinese. As I dug deeper into it and actually reached out to the company, the man who was in charge of the development with a whole team and a lot of help, he got a lot of help from top industries like Yamaha, Toyota, G-Shock. Really top companies in Japan, and because they went all out to develop it. And apparently he was like, I will not get China involved at all with this machine because they're just going to screw it up. You know, they will not hold it to the highest standards like the Japanese do. I mean, there's a reason their samurai swords have stood the test of time. Metal technology is a huge part of hydrogen, by the way. The Chinese just don't have the tech. That's why they're plating metals. Or companies that use stainless steel. Stainless steel is not the right way to make hydrogen, and yet a lot of companies do that because it's cheap, but it's crap, you know, in my opinion. And the science just doesn't really go with it. But people are always trying to cut corners, but this guy didn't want to cut any, apparently because his own daughter was actually sick. That's how this really started. It always comes down to illness. Yeah. And but his love, you know, his love for his daughter, who they told him would be lucky if she made it to the age of 5. She was born with ALS. Otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Very sad story. Another sad story, a lot of sad stories. Let's just hope that good things can come from, as they say, the phoenix rising out of the mud or whatever. And hence the name of my channel, Uprising. You know, and of course, I put 144K, so Uprising 144K. But that's part of it. You want to rise up from amongst the dead. You know, you were once dead, and you know, you want to come back to life and health and have that wealth of health with you. And so, yeah, his daughter now, I believe, is like 12, 13 years old or something. You know, she's been doing so good.
Oh, wow.
The technology has been, he said, it's amazing. So he developed a device that is what I would call really true medical grade hydrogen in your home, you know, that doesn't cost you $100,000 or, you know, $300,000 for a piece of equipment that nobody would be able to afford, you know, and he made it accessible. So I think he's a true champion in regards to hydrogen. And I don't think enough people know about him or their product actually, because they're the number one in all of Japan. So they are number one in Japan. They're known over there, but they're not known in America or other parts of the world. Originally, they apparently weren't even going to sell to anybody in the world. They said, we were only going to provide this to the Japanese people. And that was a very interesting story too, because they just didn't want to get involved with the rest of the world because of, you know, shenanigans that happened throughout the world. And which I've experienced already, just talking about it, companies, they hate me because I'll tell the truth. You know, I'm like, hey, the pills, you know, I wouldn't use them for this reason, or I wouldn't use the Chinese little bottles for that reason, you know, and they hate me saying it. And it's like, I'm sorry, but what am I supposed to do? Just lie to everybody? You know, I've been offered, this is really, I don't know, maybe it's dumb of me, but I've turned down a lot of money from a lot of companies who have tried to get me to get on their side. And they're pushy. And I've even said yes, as far as, okay, I'll try your product. And then I try their product and I'm so disappointed. Some of them even made me sick. There was some Brown's gas device I use and it was horrible. They literally use chemicals trying to make hydrogen. This is so dumb. They're trying to use lye or sodium hydroxide, which is the main ingredient in Drano. And then it made me feel ill. And I have to go back to the original equipment that I was using just to get better again and feel better. So it's just a crazy, nutty world. Same thing as the world of, you know, filtering water, by the way. That's another crazy world too. But the hydrogen world, in my opinion, is the one that people do not understand it. It's very difficult. It took me many years of deep research And you know, and of course we can just get people the simple answer. This is the best product, this is the best way to make it. Saves everybody time, you know, research time. But yeah, hopefully that answers your question again. Here I'm
Yeah,
rambling.
absolutely. No, it's sad that it's just such a common thing that it's just all about money for a lot of these businesses and these industries, and you know they're not actually interested in our health. You know, you get some people like, you know, the guy who made the machine for his daughter, and you know, and where you're researching for your own health, and you know, health is at the top of your priorities. But unfortunately, with a lot of these businesses out there, it's all about the money. And these drug companies, which I guess is maybe why it's not really made it big anywhere else around the world, because you know, like I'm in the UK, and we've not really heard much about hydrogen at all. And when you start talking about the benefits and about what it can do, and you think, why haven't we heard about this? And I think it's just, you know, the pharmaceutical industry wants to keep its hold, doesn't it?
Well, it's interesting too that you bring that up because I have actually asked companies, I'm like, hey, how come you guys don't carry this? I like other companies that carry hydrogen machines. And then I'm seeing it throughout the world, like the UK, they have hydrogen machines in the UK and they don't have this machine. And so I've actually asked a few companies because some companies have contacted me too, always wanted me to promote their products. And I'm thinking, well, how come you don't actually carry a good machine? Why do you carry these pills and these garbage little machines? It turns out it comes down to the money. They make more profit with the Chinese garbage, and the Japanese stuff was more expensive to build. It all gets lab tested, gets certified. It does things that nobody in the industry does, but that costs them a lot of money. So the profit margins are much smaller, and they don't want to get involved in that. They're like, nope, we'll stick to the cheap stuff. We'll make plenty of money. But it's funny though, because I have found through talking with people and meeting all sorts of people and behind the scenes stuff, because I've had employees of certain companies contact me, it turns out that a lot of the people who own these companies, they'll sell, you know, the pills or some product like this, but for themselves, what are they doing? And I found out they're actually using the holy hydrogen machine. So they actually bought the machine I use. They use that for themselves, and they go and sell other stuff to everybody else. It's unbelievable. I've heard this more than once, and so it's unbelievable. And they just, yeah, this machine, what this guy did, the world needs to know. It's actually really special.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. When you're talking about the results that the people are getting and seeing some of the stories from it, absolutely, everyone should be being told about it, and you know, hopefully getting access to it if they can. So I know you mentioned as well, you talked about water and about water filtration as well. So talk a bit about that, because I think when I've heard you talk about it before, you don't just put any old water into the machine. I think you need to filter it first, don't you? And you need to do that a specific way.
So the beautiful thing about this machine versus a lot of other machines is you can put any kind of water you want in it. A lot of machines, you have to hook it up to your plumbing, and they have to go through the company's filters. And the more I'm learning about the, you know, filters from companies, I mean, there's even, I won't name names, but there's even lawsuits now, from filters that actually appear to make the water worse, if you can believe that. It's so crazy. Like I said, when China gets involved and starts making your water filters, you might want to start questioning things. But anyway, what I can tell you is this. So this machine is designed specifically where if you, whatever water you put in it, even if you put tap water, and I'm not recommending that, but whatever water you put in it, the machine is specifically designed just to dissolve medical grade, like really high quality, molecular hydrogen, full saturation. Their new machine, which I haven't even done a video about, but I learned everything about it already, and I don't even have one yet myself. I'm so excited to get one because they're doing things in the world of hydrogen that nobody's ever done. So they're the only company in the world that has these levels of technology when it comes to hydrogen. Maybe we can go into it, but you can put any kind of water. So then the question begins to be, well, don't I want the cleanest water? I mean, isn't that, wouldn't that be, you know, important? And in my opinion, it was, and that's why I did it. So then I have to learn all about water filtration. And that was also a really, really tough road because, I mean, we could talk about how nature filters water if you want. Because I've really learned all of all water filtration modalities. And what I learned about nature is that nature filtering water actually starts with hydrogen, if you can believe that, because it starts with the sun. The sun is made up of almost entirely hydrogen. And of course, it is made of helium also. But for people who don't know, helium is a form of hydrogen. And so basically, the sun hits the ocean, And then the water literally begins to ascend, the steam, you know, and it's like a distillation process. And so when we get rain and snow, and there's even biblical verses to this, which is even more fascinating. But basically, rain and snow is distilled water, pure as the driven snow. There's, you know, some of the writings, you know, pure as white as snow, all this stuff. And so the distilled water, it was something interesting. I thought, okay, well, distilled water. But with a machine, when you distill, you can't get everything out. And there's different ways to distill. If people want to know what I use, the website's called mypurewater.com. That's the equipment I use. It's American made. I did my research. It's what I use. I even have lab reports that they did. They're so fanatical about their water, just like I am about water and hydrogen. So I appreciate that. And is it a little more expensive than a Chinese equipment? Yes, but they use higher quality components. And anyway, and you know what? And if people want a discount code, you can use the code Uprising 144K if you want. It makes no difference really to me, to be honest. But if you want a discount, and that equipment lasts so long too. I love it. I think it'll just literally last a lifetime. It's been very reliable. So when you filter your water in any which way, like, other than what I call carbon distillation, because they use a combination of distillation with carbon, if you don't filter it that way, if you use reverse osmosis, if you use, you know, carbon filters like most people do, their refrigerators or at the sink, those are what's called a porous filter. Porous filters, here's where they're sneaky too, by the way, in the world of water filtration. If they do a lab test, they'll maybe have 100 gallons go through a filter and test the water and be like, hey, it's great, right? But it was a brand new filter, right? So what happens? Well, that was weird. Did you see that? It looked like fireworks going off. I was like, what was this? I don't even know what I didn't touch anything. Okay, well, internet loves me. I don't know. They're like, woohoo. So anyway, the porous filters will get dirty as the gallons go through, right? Because it's filtering the water. Here's a fundamental issue. What if you have a filter where some company tells you, hey, this will filter out 5,000 gallons or 10,000 gallons or whatever? What if you lab test it after 1,000 gallons? What if you lab test it after 2,000 gallons? And the fact is that the quality most likely is just going down of your water as the time goes by. But when you do carbon distillation, the quality is the same every single time. So that's one difference. The other difference is there is no water filter in existence that will remove all parasites, all viruses, and all bacteria out of your water. No water filtration system can do that. Some claim to do that, but I've seen some lab tests and they got their hand caught in the cookie jar, they say, and they've got themselves in trouble with stuff like that. Carbon distillation does get rid of all bacteria, viruses, and parasites, and even more. All fluoride, totally out. I mean, everything basically. Like I said, I got a lab test here to prove it, but I could show you just the amount of stuff. Each one of these little things are all these chemicals that are found in water, and there's pages and pages of these chemicals and garbage in our water. Pharmaceuticals. I mean, it's insane what's in our water. And I believe personally that there's stuff that's not even on this lab report. There is stuff in our water that we don't even know about. And to make sure to get it out, you have to go through this extreme process. And sometimes people will say, well, what about the minerals, right? Doesn't, you know, distillation process get rid of minerals? People don't understand that there's a difference between organic and inorganic minerals. And so, for example, if you needed iron, do you need iron in your diet? Clearly, any physician will say, you know, you need adequate amounts of iron. Would I want to grab a piece of iron, like a metal, and suck on it to get my iron? No, that would be toxic to my body, right? So there's a difference between organic and inorganic minerals. And one of the magic of minerals and the magic of food, basically, is that if it's in the soil, the plant actually will pull it up and transform it. And so the truth is that it appears that we get most of our minerals actually from our food, not our water. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't get some from your water, and that's fine, but the majority is supposed to come from your food, not your water. And then there's even research. The Japanese are so light years ahead of us when it comes to nutrition and research in regards to health in general. They really value it. And hence the reason they made the best hydrogen machine in the world, too, because they valued it. And one of the things that they discovered was when you pair these minerals with fiber. So, what's in our fruits and vegetables? We're talking about fiber. And fiber is so important. I won't even get into that one. That one's a huge topic, though. But when the fiber is combined with the minerals and the research that actually I was reading about, it was literally rebuilding bone. And so what happens is it appears that fiber causes a time release of these organic minerals that our body actually can utilize. And so that became a huge part of my protocol. My protocol is simple, but there's about four main components to my protocol. And so I don't know if this answers your question about the water thing, but basically the best way to do it is carbon distillation. Make sure to just clean everything out, add the hydrogen to it, and that, it to me, is just magic water. And you can add minerals to the water if you want. Some people do that. I do that a little bit once in a while, but it's not like hugely important to my protocol, but I do it once in a while.
Yeah, I know, that's awesome. That's awesome to give people just a view of what the best way to do it is. And like you say, with everything, there's so much confusing information out there because you've got these companies telling you, you know, we can do this and that. You've got people on the other side saying that's not good, this is good, and it's hard to know. So having been there and done the research, it's good to hear what, you know, the view of what you think the best way to do it is. And obviously, we've been talking about hydrogen in water. Is there any other ways for you to take hydrogen other than drinking it in water?
So water is obviously a really good way, but it really depends, again, how you dissolve it, how you make it, the nano bubbles. The Japanese discovered a very interesting way to double structure the hydrogen, which nobody does. I'm not even at liberty to say how they do it because it's proprietary information. I think it might even be patented. But you also want to inhale hydrogen gas. So you can actually inhale the gas, or you can dissolve it in water, drink the water. Though, in my own personal protocol, what I discovered was best is to do a combination of both. And the Japanese clearly realize this too, hence the reason the best machine in Japan, and probably the best machine in the world, actually, because I've seen them also. In my opinion, it is the by far the best hydrogen machine in the world. The machine does both. So it actually creates hydrogen gas that you can inhale, like really clean. And then it makes literally the best hydrogen water there is. So it actually does exactly what you would want it to do, which is both. And it's a very easy and simple machine to use, which is also a beautiful thing because hydrogen can be very complicated. Kind of like a car. You just want to get in and turn the key and just go. You don't want to learn everything about it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And is that, would you drink it and inhale it every day, or was it would it just be n now and again?
I think it really depends on how serious your condition is or what kind of results you want. You could literally do like, consume it. I prefer, this is part of my protocol that I invented, is consuming it on an empty stomach, I believe, is more ideal. So I do it 20 minutes before breakfast, 20 minutes before lunch, 20 minutes before dinner. I'll consume, you know, whether it's half a liter to a liter of hydrogen water on an empty stomach. The hydrogen gas inhalation, I do it a lot of times while I eat. The science as far as what happens to your body when you're eating, inhaling hydrogen to me makes sense. That's part of my protocol. Nobody's ever figured that one out either. I think the best time to inhale is actually at night. If you were going to choose any possible time, nighttime, I've noticed a lot with people, it helps them sleep better. And I won't go into my theories as to why, because every time I give out information, it's constantly stolen. But all I'll say, other people are taking credit for my work basically all the time. And it's been happening a lot lately. But anywho, I'll just say that it's best to sleep, best to inhale at night, but you can inhale anytime. The inhalation, you know, I've seen crazy, like if people go to my channel, it's unbelievable. There's like a woman, multiple women actually, but one of them had dementia, Alzheimer's, which is again supposed to be pretty much incurable or whatever. A daughter got her the mother who has dementia, one of these devices, and the results were so unbelievable. I'm so glad that she tracked it. She took pictures. She ended up writing me an email saying, "Is this even normal?" Because it is, she didn't even recognize her own daughter, and now she does, and they can talk. And it's been so unbelievable for the brain. It is medically approved for strokes in Japan also, which is another interesting thing. But it's so good for the brain, in my opinion. So inhaling it goes straight to the brain, really good for the eyes, good for the lungs, good for the sinuses. Drinking the water obviously has a whole other value to it. And the things that I've seen, whether it's macular degeneration, you know, the arthritis, there's even science about gum disease, like well, gingivitis and things of that
Gingivitis, yeah.
nature. I've seen, gosh, again, heart conditions. There's been other people who have the same or very similar condition as far as what I had, as far as how the heart was not working right. Their condition went away too with my protocol. So that was unbelievable. So now I've seen it replicated, you know, with other people, and it just goes on and on. You know, people who have difficulty absorbing nutrients, how good hydrogen is for the gut. Unbelievable for the gut. And when we realize that almost 80% of our immune system's in our gut, this is obviously extremely important. The way hydrogen appears to protect your DNA, in my opinion, this is something really important these days. I have videos showing, like I actually have lab footage. This was a really interesting one of what hydrogen does to the blood. And there was a physician, there was a doctor who called me and saw that video. And the doctor was saying, you know what you're showing there is impossible. They thought I was lying. They're like, where did you get this footage? And I said, well, this is from a lab in Japan. They said, I think you've been duped. And then, you know, they made me doubt myself. And I was like, I don't think so. The Japanese are pretty, they're not usually people who do such things, but it could happen. And so basically she said, look, if I get the same machine, I take it to my lab, I perform the same study, and it proves that what you're showing is not true, are you willing to do a video and tell people that that information wasn't correct? And I said, of course, I just want the truth. That's really what I'm all about. And so she did that. And the results ended up coming back exactly the same. And her mind was blown. She said, this is so unbelievable. This stuff is doing stuff that shouldn't be possible. And it absolutely blew her mind. And she became a huge proponent of hydrogen and even gave it to her own mother, who was almost 100 years old, who could barely walk. I think she could stand up for about 5 seconds, would get lightheaded, very weak. And she used to bring her mother many different supplements, always trying something different. Nothing, I mean, things she said maybe helped her a little bit, but nothing crazy. I mean, the woman was almost 100 years old. And when she gave her the hydrogen water, I think it took, you were asking about amounts of time, I believe it took somewhere for about 2 to 3 months. I will tell you this, I've noticed the biggest results when people are old. So the older you are, the more that people seem to react to the hydrogen. And in my opinion, it's because as you age, it appears that you make less and less hydrogen in your body. So your body actually makes hydrogen also. And so people who are older, who have low levels, get that boost and they're just like, man, this feels great. And according to this doctor, her mother basically said, you know, honey, you've brought me a lot of things and I always trust you because you're a doctor and you're my daughter and I know you want the best for me, but I never ask you what you're giving me anymore. She never asks because she's always given her stuff. She just takes it. And she said, but this time I have to ask, whatever this water is that you're bringing me, this is the one making the difference. Because her mother now could stand up and walk around for like 2 hours. It was unbelievable. She went from barely being able to stand up. And so her daughter told her, hey, it's hydrogen. And she's like, what? Hydrogen? Like she just, you know, couldn't understand. And there's so many stories. In fact, one of the most recent ones I'm really excited about, but hasn't been released yet, is somebody with Parkinson's who couldn't even walk. And they have video footage of them walking now. They just start walking. And that is unbelievable. I mean, this was not supposed to happen. And so it's been one thing after another. And I just think it's such a beautiful thing. And I think the future is bright for hydrogen. I think a lot of people are going to be learning about this. I just hope they realize the differences on how they make it and use it. Because I've seen, unfortunately, I personally have seen people get harmed with the wrong hydrogen. I myself have used the wrong stuff and it wasn't good. So hopefully people will learn that. So I think it's great that you're sharing it with people.
Yeah, definitely. That's the whole, you know, one of our main aims as a channel and as what we do is education, just getting the knowledge out to people. And like you say, I think it's so important to get this out there about hydrogen. Because like you say, once you start diving into the health space, you might hear some odd things about it. But for the general public, at least, you know, where I am and what I see, it's not really known about. And, you know, you're hearing about these effects. I was going to ask you, you know, what conditions, you know, has it been used for? And, you know, you've already listed off all those ones there. And it's, you know, it's amazing the things it can do. And, you know, I'm 100% believe it and behind it. I'm completely open-minded to everything because, you know, I discovered as well that, you know, the stuff we're taught by the medical industry and everything else is not what it is, what it seems. And that, you know, natural things are the way forward. And, you know, it's amazing seeing these things and seeing that. I was going to ask obviously about what conditions there is obviously in Japan is where they mainly do it. Have they got actual sort of research and studies they've done on it being used to treat conditions there?
Oh, absolutely. And there's, so one of the really interesting ones was, I wish I had a visual for you. They had a list and it was a list of all these medical conditions. I mean, just 1, 2, 3, 4, I mean, so many medical conditions. And then next to every single medical condition, they had the medicine that the pharmaceutical industry would normally give you for such a condition. And then, so you had all these medicines next to all these medical conditions. And then there was, next to the medicines, more medicine. So the list was getting massive. The list of pills, oh my goodness, it's just make you want to throw up if you ever took so many. But the list of pills got even bigger because then next to each medicine are more medicines, sometimes to combat side effects that you get from the first medicine. And the whole thing's perpetual. And then they showed one thing, hydrogen, next to all these medical conditions that they had seen in scientific testing that appeared to have a positive effect on all these conditions. And then the question began to be, this was what the Japanese scientists were questioning. How is it possible? How is it possible that one thing could do all this when we need all these pills? How in the world is this possible? It doesn't actually make sense. And that's exactly what they thought. They said, this doesn't make any sense. We need to figure out why this makes sense. And we're talking millions of dollars, very intelligent people, years of research. And what they ultimately discovered is that almost every single medical condition, and I say almost every single one, I think it's like 98% or something crazy, comes down to one thing. One thing is causing all these things, and that's basically free radical damage. So if you have too much free radical damage in your liver, maybe it'd be cirrhosis of the liver. Too much free radical damage in the brain, maybe you're getting dementia. Who knows? All these different types of conditions. Hydrogen is, it's a very unique, and again, I actually wish I had a visual for you. I'm gonna have to print the visual one of these days. Hydrogen, I know that a lot of people will say, because this is what they discovered about hydrogen, that it does function as an antioxidant, but it's not a normal antioxidant. So you can't just be like, oh, well, apples have antioxidants. Why don't I just eat an apple? It's a very specific, selective antioxidant. So it literally selects. It was actually one of the first things I remember reading on my very first time reading about hydrogen that it was hard to believe how this thing would like be selective by nature. And I'm thinking, how in the world does it know what to do for one person and what not to do for another person? How does it know? How does it have a mind of its own? And there becomes to be like a spiritual side to hydrogen. I don't, maybe we won't go down that road, but it's selective in nature is one of the interesting parts. But the other interesting aspect about hydrogen is that people don't know is that hydrogen or antioxidants actually come in different sizes. So let's just say that the molecule, like let's say vitamin C was this big, or CoQ10, or vitamin E, or vitamin C. They're actually can be rather large, which means that they can't penetrate every single aspect of your body, which is important because sometimes you want to go even penetrate deep into the mitochondria, and you won't. Hydrogen, when you compare them to these different size antioxidants, is super tiny. That's where its power is. It literally can, there is no place in the body that it cannot reach. It can totally penetrate into the mitochondria, and it can literally go past the blood-brain barrier. Hence the reason, this is actually not my words, this comes from a hydrogen specialist, an actual doctor that's practicing in Japan. Hence the reason that it's very important to make it properly, because we're talking about something that's going to go past the blood-brain barrier. And so, but what he's saying is you don't want to have certain impurities. And that's why he uses a device he uses, the same one that I used, because it's that important to make it. To make it properly. But yeah, being so tiny and selective in nature. But the truth is, even science today, they don't know the full spectrum of how it works. I mean, yeah, they know that it's a selective antioxidant. They see that it functions as an anti-inflammatory. They see that it can function as a signaling molecule. It can do all these different things, but they don't really truly understand the full mechanism. And that's actually true for a lot of even pharmaceutical drugs. In fact, the majority of them, that's the reason that still to date will find a purpose, will repurpose drugs, as they call it, right? Because we didn't actually really know truly how they completely work. But when we do certain scientific testing, we can see that it works. So we can see certain markers like inflammatory markers or, quote unquote, people feeling better or my heart starting to beat normal, for example, and things of this nature.
Yeah, that is amazing. One other thing I was going to ask is, obviously people will be might be interested in using hydrogen. After hearing about this, are there any other than using the wrong type, are there any sort of side effects or possible negative effects people could be wary of, or so far does it seem like it's completely safe?
As far as everything I've seen, if you make it super cleanly and properly, it appears to be totally safe. The only thing that I have cautioned people about, and I'll give you a few examples, like there was a woman, and this has happened many times. There was a woman, and this is, there's many people, I'm just using this one person as an example, who had high blood pressure. And she was on medication, pharmaceutical medication, to try to control her blood pressure. She wanted to get on hydrogen, and I warn people, anybody who's on any pharmaceutical, but more specifically the ones that I've seen are anything to do with blood pressure or anything to do with diabetes, trying to control blood sugars. What I've realized is they when they use the hydrogen, the medication begins to actually work better. And what I mean by better is that basically it begins to bring your blood pressure even lower, right? And on top of it all, hydrogen appears to be able to help you with your blood pressure anyway. So now it's enhancing how good the medicine's working, and it's helping you maybe, resolve the problem. I'm not going to make any claims. And so then this person who has never been able to get her blood pressure under control, she said, even on the highest dosing of these medications, for the first time in her life, she actually was getting dizzy and she couldn't understand why. She checked her blood pressure and it was too low. And she said she's never had that in her life. And she talked to me. She's like, "What's going on?" And I'm like, "Look, I warned you. I mean, I told you, if you're going to be taking hydrogen and you're taking your pharmaceutical blood pressure medicine, monitor it. Constantly monitor it, because let your physicians know. Talk to your doctor, because what he might do is he might adjust your medicine." And that's what happened with her. They lowered her medicine, was controlling her blood pressure. Later on, they lowered her medicine to the point where she actually ended up getting off the medicine. And so that was obviously really positive. And same thing goes with diabetes. It appears to help. This is wild. There was actually a doctor who saw what I had achieved for, he had a patient for like 30 years or something like that. I think it was 25 or 30 years, trying to help this poor woman with diabetes control her blood sugars. And he could only do so much for her. Well, she found me. Actually, she tried, this is funny, she tried those pills, the hydrogen pills, and she ended up trying one of these bottles. And she said it just wasn't working. It really wasn't doing anything for her. And she was going to give up on the hydrogen thing, but she found my videos. And so she tried the equipment, and it was night and day, specifically with my protocol too. And it ended up controlling her blood glucose so good that she was even able to go without medicine for very long periods of time. And her doctor was monitoring this, and he said, "This is literally impossible. What you are showing me is impossible." So he actually started tracking her. He tracked her for almost half a year. And when he had all the, everything laid out, he literally told her, he said, "What you're showing me is impossible. I do not know how you're doing this. I don't know, what you're doing." And she said, "Well, I told you there's this guy on the internet, and I'm following this method." And he apparently, this is what he told her. He said, "There's no way there's some guy on the internet showing this." He goes, "This is worthy of a Nobel Prize. You don't understand. This is like a big." And I have had doctors reach out to me and literally ask me for help or advice, which is a little funny and ironic, right? Because I didn't go to medical school or anything, and here I got doctors asking me for help all the time, by the way. And it's usually something personal. That's the funny thing. It's always about one of their kids or their wife or themselves. I only had, I think, to date, maybe two, three doctors, not a lot, that were really wanting to do it because they wanted to help their patients. I had one doctor call me because they saw my blood work. I actually try to get blood work regularly to make sure that everything that I'm doing is actually working. And the last time I had the blood work, I got a phone call from the doctor. And this woman had called me. She said, I've been doing this for decades. I have never in my life seen blood like yours. She's ever. And I'd like to know what you're doing, because I would like to apply this to my patients. And when I told her what I was doing, of course, she's like, "Oh man," she thought it'd be as easy as just popping a pill or something. And I'm like, "Well, I make sure to get my nutrients from food," which is why I use this product actually. I don't know if you want to know anything about this, but this is from a website called ishoppurium.com. Again, if people want a big discount code, it's Uprising144K. But the reason that I use this is I don't take multivitamins. Now, why don't I take a multivitamin? I'm not against them or anything, but the science, let's look at the data. You have to overcome nutritional deficiencies if you want your body to be running on all cylinders. You want your body properly hydrated, and you do want proper amounts of hydrogen. Those are the three basic, like, foundational points to my protocol. And the thing is, when they do scientific studies, remember, our ancestors, do you think our ancestors were taking multivitamins? I mean, that's not what they were taking. So throughout these years, the body adapted, all our ancestors, they were getting it from food. So this product was never supposed to be designed for a multivitamin, though people are trying to copy it, because I've been talking a lot about this. This all comes from food. It's just food. And so I add it to these smoothies, which have a bunch of fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and all these different crazy things that I put in there. And it's all for nutrition. You know, that's really what I'm doing. But I wanted to make sure that it was working. And the combining of fiber, the fiber with not only the minerals, but the nutrients, and then the proper hydration and proper hydrogen, you begin to absorb nutrients properly. That's what I discovered. And that's why the doctor called me, because I specifically get blood work looking for nutritional deficiencies. Most people don't realize that almost everybody in America is nutritionally deficient in something. And how are you supposed to build a house? Because building a house, you want every single part. You don't want everything but a window or everything but the roof. You know, it's going to leak, it's going to cause mold, you know, whatever, it's going to happen. So I'm really big on overcoming nutritional deficiencies. There's a lot of science behind that, and I created my own method, and that's one of them, is using that product, and then of course cleaning the water properly. But the hydrogen is like, it's so foundational. Clean water and hydrogen to me are extremely foundational, but so are nutrients. So it's kind of hard. You know, if it was a house, it would be your foundation, or maybe even the land that you're building on. Make sure that the soil's strong. And yeah, so hopefully that answers again the question.
Yeah, that absolutely. It's all great information, and it's things that people can hopefully take on board and start applying to themselves. You know, as you say, giving your body the basics of what it needs is where you need to start, for health. Absolutely. I just wanted to, b before we finish, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to ask one more thing. And you may not even know this. You may want to speculate. You may not. But do you think, or do they know from the research that are we lowering our amounts of hydrogen due to our environment and our food and toxins and things like that? Because obviously I would guess that maybe hundreds of years ago, maybe we weren't as deficient in hydrogen as we are. So is it our environment that's doing that to us?
In my opinion, absolutely. Because we really produce the majority of our hydrogen, at least it appears, in the gut. So it has a lot to do with, you know, a good microbiome. Hydrogen appears to be amazing for the gut. I knew a lot of people with like Crohn's disease, celiac disease, you know, a lot of different gut issues. I've got some really amazing testimonials on that. People who went to their doctor for years, spent literally over $100,000 in medical bills going throughout the years, still no solution to these problems. And I'm remembering one of the many stories, because this woman was so blown away, that did the hydrogen and her issue was completely disappeared, which was really amazing. And she started eating terrible stuff because she hadn't been able to eat the pizzas and the pastas for so long. But basically, it does. I do think that eating the garbage food that we have, the chemicals in our food, the microplastics in our food, all the pollution in the air, all these things cause not only more free radical damage, but free radical damage appears to affect the body in so many negative ways. But I think that's actually a really good question. And I do think that is making it even worse. And I think that we're literally in a point in history where I think health is so, it's different right now. I mean, they're trying to attack us, right? I mean, I think that there's stuff in our water that shouldn't be there. There's stuff in medicine. I won't name any medicine, but I'll just say there's little needles that they like to put in your arm, and God knows what's in them. And all these little things that are happening out there, we have to protect ourselves. And that's actually literally the first reason I named my channel what I named it, was because of how protective hydrogen is. It was one of the other first things that I read about hydrogen, was how protective it appears to be for the body. And we need this protection. If I were to just give you an example of how powerful it is, I'll give you maybe even a few examples. Have you ever heard of a drug called cisplatin? This is an actual medical drug.
No.
So it's for cancer, for tumors. Now, this drug is extremely toxic to the body. I mean, I would gladly drink tap water before I ever took cisplatin. Cisplatin will literally destroy your kidneys. It's one of the reasons that doctors almost never use it or prescribe it, because it will destroy your kidneys so bad that now you're not just dealing with cancer, now you need a kidney transplant on top of it, right? So I saw a study, and I've seen many like this, for different drugs, but basically it appears that hydrogen protected you so much that you could go through cisplatin and still walk out with your original kidneys. Now that says a lot. Okay. And that's not the only example. I have video, you can look at my videos. They're pretty much numbered. One of them is number 8. And what I showed is cells being exposed to chemotherapy with and without hydrogen. And you can see the visualness. It is night and day. The one that basically got no hydrogen, all the cells, 90% of them went red, which was death, just cellular death. That's why chemo just destroys you. Then they had it with hydrogen, and the cell stayed green, and you had like 10% red, so very little cellular death, which is massive difference. 90% difference is huge. That's the difference between having a car that's all rusted out and it's just garbage, or a car that has a little rust on the fender and you can still drive it, right? And so basically, hydrogen protects you so much that I think that we're literally, this could even be quote unquote something again very spiritual. They're going after people's health. That's what I really hate to say. I mean, that's just what I've seen and observed. Whether they're doing it on purpose or not, who knows? I won't get into that. But there's so many things that affect our health that I think hydrogen is so protective. And that's why I named my channel Uprising of the 144K. The 144K is, it's a number in ancient scripture of like these last survivors during, the end of days, and there's a lot of quote unquote death. And so hydrogen protects us so much, even by the way, even from radiation. It's something that I hope someday to get do you know who Elon Musk is? I hope that he learns about this someday too, because if he wants people or astronauts to travel all the way to Mars, when you're out there in outer space, a lot of people don't know that 24 hours in outer space will give you the same amount of exposure of radiation as you would get on Earth in half a year. So half a year of living on planet Earth, one day in outer space gives you that same amount of radiation. That's a lot of radiation, my friend. And so hydrogen appears to protect you from radiation. Hence another reason why in Japan they actually use it sometimes, people who go through chemotherapy. You should see the difference between somebody going through chemotherapy with or without hydrogen, night and day, night and day. There was a woman who was supposed to, she was terminal. She was supposed to be gone in just a few months. She used hydrogen, did chemo, and even the chemo they weren't going to do because they said she was terminal and nothing was going to happen. But she did it anyway with the hydrogen, and she's still alive to this day. And I think that was like 7, 8 years now. And it was an absolute, it actually enhances how good things work. I spoke to an oncologist, I believe from Harvard or something, because I think I actually know why and how it's working, but I won't bore you with that right now, and it would take too long to explain. The simple fact is, there is data that appears that it really helps. And so, in my opinion, yeah, you could use hydrogen to get to Mars and stay healthy. By the time you get there, it can help you with the radiation. But I think hydrogen is protective so much that I think, like, even if we were ever exposed to radiation, they are talking about what if somebody dropped some type of device that would, send radiation. You would want hydrogen on your side is all I would say, in more than one way. So that's one of the reasons that I use it too. On top of all the other wonderful aspects, the anti-aging of it, the health benefits of it, the free radicals, but also exposure to any type of a potential danger in our environment. And so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that everyone should consider, like you said, with it being protected. Even if you're healthy right now, it's still something you should consider, because it's going to be protective and it's going to help you get to optimal health. So, listen, thank you so much for talking to
Preventive
us and
care.
giving us your preventive. That's it. Prevention is better than
Preventive care,
cure.
man. I completely agree. And so if you have wealth, take care of it so that you don't
That's
lose it
it.
and then you have to get it back again. So yeah, I'm totally down with that.
Yeah, absolutely agree. Listen, but before you go, just tell us where people can find you. I'll link everything in the show notes, but just let people know where they can find out your channel, where they can find your videos and the products and that you use and things like that.
Yeah, so the very first one is obviously my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is free. It's called Uprising 144K. And I highly encourage people to, yes, subscribe. It's free, but share it with people. There's people out there who are suffering in this world and they don't really know what to do or where to go, or that there even is a technology that exists like this. And so that's the first thing that I would tell people. You can also find me on Instagram. I don't do a lot on there, but you can find me on there. You can find me on Twitter or X, as they call it now. Which is another place where I just post a little bit, not really a lot. You can find me on Rumble, but it doesn't have all my latest stuff. YouTube is where they really have my latest stuff. And then if people really want to do a consult, I usually prefer for them to just go to my channel and get information. But some people really want to talk to me one-on-one. They can email me at uprising144k@gmail.com. So people can email me there if they really want to. And I can reach out to people. I always say include a phone number, include a name, and then maybe I can do a consult with them. But I rather them get the information for free instead of, having to speak to me and potentially have to pay to talk to me. I'd rather them just get the information on the internet for free, unless they're rich. You know, and they're just like, hey, I want to talk to the hydrogen man. You know, some people sometimes like to do that. And yeah, I think that's the best way. And, but I do also recommend the official company. I just found out not long ago, they have their own YouTube channel and they have some good stuff on there. And that's Holy Hydrogen. That is the official website, holyhydrogen.com, of the device, you know, that I'm using. I don't know if you want me to give a discount code or if I don't even know. Do you have one?
And they did give me one to use, yeah.
Okay, so you can use that one if you want. And then, of course, I already said mypurewater.com to make the cleanest water and ishoppurium.com. All the discount codes ROAS Uprising 144K, and that's for the nutrients. Why do I choose that company? I've used different companies throughout the years, but it's because it's the cleanest. And when I say the cleanest, looking at lab reports and seeing what kind of stuff might be in their products. And just because everything's organic doesn't mean that it'll be clean. And there's still residue of some stuff. And this one has been unbelievably clean. And that's why I choose it. And I really felt the difference on that. And I think there's a few other things, but like there, have you ever heard of, I think it's called void-system.com. And that is a vacuum blender that I use, which is unbelievable because it sucks the oxygen out of the blender. So it won't oxidize. We were talking about free radical damage or oxidative stress. And it actually shows to maintain the nutrients. It's all about the nutrients again, in the smoothies that I make. So I use that one. And I think people already know the discount code Uprising 144K. And then if I think of anything else, I'll send it to you so you can put it in the notes. But those are probably the big ones.
Okay, that's awesome. That's brilliant. Thank you so much for giving us your time and talking. I've found it thoroughly interesting. And I know the listeners are going to as well. So thank you again for giving us your time.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me on. It was a pleasure to speak with you and hang out.
Thank you very much. Right, we'll see everyone again next week for another episode, and let's get optimal together.